Okay, dear colleague, maybe we can start because it looks like even those who send their apologies, like Ben, for example, are already on the call, and I don't think we can expect anyone else. So shall we start? Okay, so first of all, welcome to the call. Thank you for joining in. So we've received apologies from Mirjana and Steven. Steven is traveling to APTLD meeting. So, agenda item number two, update from the CCNSO Council meeting on 1st September. As you know, all our three proposed guidelines have been adopted. And last Friday, a call for expression of interest to serve on ERZERC has been issued. So everything is going according to plan. As you remember, we discussed this guideline on specific review teams. So we have a next version. May I ask him to upload it? We decided to show you the redlined version, and I will ask Bart to walk us through the changes and how all our comments have been implemented. So, Bart, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Katrina. So the first comment was around, if you may recall, there are some typos still here, but the operating standards that would be developed. So that was in the introduction. Say they need to be adopted and developed by ICANN, but until that time, the CCNSO Council or the CCNSO needs to develop a guideline for the appointment. And so what the suggested text is to avoid this, any issues there, is that the CCNSO Council will use a nomination process for its chair based on the sections of 4, 6 and of these bylaws, as we have done, and update it when these operating standards are published and or are adopted by ICANN, and if necessary, we'll update this guideline. So that's the proposed way forward for this one. Any questions, suggestions for this method of moving forward? And I'm aware there are some typos in here. It looks like David agrees. Any others? No. Then we move forward. Say the next one, as discussed, was the comment from Christelle on the date of the new bylaws. As discussed on the previous call, say if you look at the first sentence in the introduction and background, it already mentions 27th of May. So, and as agreed, that was sufficient, considered sufficient. Moving forward, conflict of interest of members, and that was a bit of unclarity, and I think there is a conflict of interest in general and one that may impact the CCNSO or any other CCTLD. So these are two different cases, I would say, or the second one is a specific one of the first conflict of interest. We kept it in, and as suggested on the last calls, the implications and what it means for everybody are now, or for the appointed members, are now reflected in the section on removal. So I'll scroll through that, but keep this in the back of your mind. So it is maintained. The feedback, the CCNSO specific will provide an update on the council and broader CCTLD regularly, at a minimum at the season's own meeting days, but normally, say, working group chairs, etc., and even members are requested to report to the CCNSO council at every council, and these will be included in the minutes, etc. So there is a regular progress reporting on the work that's going on. So that's say now included as well. So moving forward, and I think it's David has raised his hand. David, go ahead.
Thanks, Mark. David McCauley. And I had read this, but I just, it's been a while, so my memory may be a little clouded. But in section 3.4, going back to that for a second, since we mentioned the CCNSO or any CCTLD, shouldn't we add the fact that notice should be given to any affected CCTLD in case they're not a member of the CCNSO and may not necessarily be aware of what's told to the council? I mean, it's a small point, but maybe it would be nice to clarify and add that. Thank you.
Maybe, I find it as a conflict of it could, but at the same time that members say it's to whom does it?
Is such a situation even possible? I know because review teams, they review some specific areas, and I don't know if it can affect any
CCTLD?
Particular CCTLD. I don't know. Just trying to imagine the scenario here. But
You could think about, say, the upcoming one, the SSR review. The SSR review, maybe, say, if there are any security stability issues with a specific CCTLD, conflict of interest of a member in that case is hard to imagine, isn't it?
Well, I think it is hard, yes.
If it's even possible, I mean, we could just solve it by saying informing the CCNSO Council and any such affected CCTLD. But if it's not possible, then it's not a big deal.
Maybe the CCNSO Council will involve, say will inform.
That seems fair.
Okay, I'll take a note of that. We'll inform, if feasible, the affected CCTLD. Okay, then the next one, that was the feedback. Any questions on the feedback point? No, then scrolling forward, the template has been removed, as you can see. Oh, excuse me. So, second round of, say, then we have the selection criteria nominations. The major point that was raised, I think, by Christelle as well is the second round of nominations that was included in a section called defined closing date. My suggestion is that the second round of nominations by the CCNSO Council will be completed within 2 business days after the Secretariat has reported the overall ranking, which is 1 day after the, and this should be doable for the Council. They should be aware, and they are kept abreast of the process, so there is a definite end date there as well. Would that work? Okay, then we move forward. Selection of CEs in the cell. This was the selection of CCNSO appointed members, and then the question was, say, after some debate over the last call on what would happen if the CCNSO would appoint more than, initially appoint more than three members, so four to how many members? So in agreement, as a result of the agreement with the other participating organizations. And say whether the chairs, and in particular the chair of the CCNSO, should stick to the order of preference from the council. And it became very, say, based on the discussion, it was considered to be difficult, especially in case of when diversity was one of the major criteria to spread the load, as Katrina suggested. So, and it doesn't look properly in my screen. Let me, my suggestion here is that in basically the order of preference of the selection process would be the starting point. However, and that's what, if the chairs agree upon other criteria, they will take precedence over the order of presidents, but within the slate of people who have been selected. So this could be diversity criteria, this could be whatever the chairs come up with, and where the CCNSO chair agrees as well that, say, other criteria are relevant. So basically it's the order of preference expressed by the council, but the chairs could divert from this one for the additional slate of members on a specific review team. I think this resolves the discussion, say, and the need for flexibility around it. Any questions, suggestions? Waiting for none here. Okay, looks like Martin is okay. I think most of you are okay. If you disagree, could you tick the AC room or express your disagreement? Okay, then move on to the removal of the Martin. No, it doesn't. Martin, in principle, it doesn't. Yes, but that's the flexibility with respect to the fourth and other candidates. So in principle, people put their name forward, and it's within, say, the number of people to be appointed, say, no more than seven. And you're right, that's life. You can't have it both ways. Removal of CCNSO appointed members. Going back, say, what I've done based on the previous discussions and thinking it through, say, I've included examples of when a member could be removed from a specific review team. And so, for example, but not limited to, so to allow, a little bit more flexibility, so major conflict of interest, as described under 3.3 or 3.4 above, so that's what I said is when we discussed 3.3 and 3.4, this is the section where it's included, non-attendance and misbehavior. So by applying, a candidate agrees to be bound by this provision. So that's now a separate sentence. It was included. So I hope this addresses the concerns from the previous calls, and I think it looks, say, the major people, say Martin had an issue the last call, as well as David. I think it's been addressed now. Any other questions, comments on this one? I don't see any hands up or comments in the chat. Then I'll move on. Then on vacancy, when is there a vacancy? So a vacancy, and this is going back again to the complication of four and more members, or the fourth and next member appointed by the CCNSO. So it's very clear if the CCNSO appoints one, two, three members, there is a vacancy if one of them is removed, resigns, or is very ill, or whatever. However, say the issue is, again, when the CCNSO appoints additional members, when is there considered to be a vacancy to be filled by the CCNSO? And I think vacancy is also deemed to exist, and my suggested solution is vacancy is also deemed to exist if the CCNSO is requested or deemed to fill the place. So that deem is, it's either requested by the chair of the specific review team or the chairs, or when it's really allocated to the CCNSO. So that's the solution for the fourth and additional members on a specific review team. I hope this works from your perspective as well. Any, Martin, you have your hand raised. Go ahead.
Thanks, Bart. I think the principle you're following here is right, but I'm not quite sure the wording is. A vacancy is also deemed if the CCNSO is requested to fill the place of a member. There's a deemed to too many or a request to too many. And I'm not quite sure, it's like one of these optical illusions. When you read it one way, it looks like one thing. When you read it another way, it looks like another.
Sorry, Martin. I understand what you're saying, and it definitely needs some. As I said, there are some typos, and it probably this needs to be, especially this one, needs to be carefully read by some of the people with more literacy in English. But say if the principle is okay, then it's probably very clear for. Say people will do the reviewing where we need to add. So it's an assumption. Maybe the first deem should be replaced by assumption. A vacancy is also assumed if the CCNSO is requested or deemed to fill the place. Or the second one could be deleted. But it's one of the two. But this is to address the situation on the fourth and next one. If you agree, and I think it definitely needs some tidying up, the language at least. And then, because even in the next one I got, there is another deemed. Maybe I have a preference for my Dutch background for the word deemed. But upon a request. And that was the final change, deemed necessary in the upon the request of the chair, revisited the CCNSO council, if deemed necessary. That was your original language as well. I think that's it on the changes. Back to you, Katrina.
Thank you very much, Bart. So I think we more or less... agreed on the wording. I think that I will accept all the changes and send it back to the group, and then we'll need a couple of volunteers to do this English magic with the text. And as I see, Ben already volunteered to help us with that. Okay, now next one. Thank you. We're back to our agenda, and let's talk now about the next steps and next document that we need to work on. Bart has prepared a table, so may I ask you to have this overview, the first document, all your work items, GRC. Basically, many things that are still related to all this IANA transition. I hope that it will take place, because we've worked really hard to ensure that all the documents are prepared and adopted. There are some guidelines that we started working on before we had to switch to all these empowered community and another document. Council elections. This is something I'm not sure we started working on that one, but maybe we did.
Katrina, just to, for yes, your, yes. This is Bart. Say, we did start working on it, and we stopped in March 2016. I've checked. I wanted to include it, but that would.
It was council.
Yeah. So yeah. Before we started working. Yeah.
Council elections.
Oh, sorry, the council meetings. So, yeah.
Yes, council meetings. Yes.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's another.
No, council meetings. Sorry, apologies, my fault.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I don't think we started working on council elections, but this is also something that we need to do. Liaisons and observers. That was also on our agenda before the fire, so to speak. I think we have Stephen's appointment on NOMCOM. Didn't we? Maybe we did. We did not finalize that either. There are still something. This about empowered community mechanisms. And so, as far as I know, during the latest ISTA call, that's a group that discusses all those transition-related issues and exchange information between CWG, CCWG, and ICG. They had a call last week, and one of the questions on the call was about how the CCNSO is working on implementation of Annex D. Bart, maybe you can comment more on that.
Yes, a little bit. As you said, last Thursday there was a call of what is called the ISTAC. It's a coordination group with the members of the CWG and the CCWG. And Jordan Carter, one of the appointed members on the CCWG, who's been, as you will probably know, has been very deeply involved in the work of around Workstream 1, asked a question about when will the CCNSO be ready to act for all its powers under the empowered community, in particular with respect to Annex D, so all that's listed in Annex D of the new bylaws. And in response, I told him that the GRC will be start looking at Annex D, if you agree, as a next major work item, and that if feasible, we will report back, or the GRC will report back on its progress at the Hyderabad meeting. For your information, if you would look at the Hyderabad agenda, there are two slots for the GRC, as was in Helsinki, one on the CWG stewardship implementation work, and the second one on under the CCWG implementation work. So that's related to work stream one. Based on that, and as agreed last call, so I've updated the list of work items as well, and we'll look at it into it under the as the next item. But that was the outcome of the discussion on last Thursday. Back to you, Katrina.
Thank you, Bart. As I can see here, we also missed one item that was the promise we made to the CCNSO Council. We have to look into the travel funding document, something that also requires review for some time now. So, Bart, could you please add it to the table?
Yes, will be included.
Yeah, thank you. Anything else, anything that you see is missing at this point? Okay, if not, then let's just see what we can do and what we, definitely we have to dig out this council meeting document. It was really almost ready. I think there's something. It was almost ready for maybe there. I'm not sure that there's any need to update it in respect to some bylaws changes. Bart, what do you think?
If it would have needed to be updated because of the new bylaws, we probably would have noticed it. So that was one of the reasons why to leave it as it is. I don't know. I haven't looked at it for quite some time, and I think other members of the members of the GRC didn't look at it either. Maybe it's an idea that, Katrina, that you and I will go over it, inform the group on email what needs to be done, and then put it on the agenda for the next call, because this one can be done fairly quickly, my guess.
Yes, it's probably the easiest one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the easiest ones. And I think that the council meetings and NOMCOM appointments should be pretty simple ones to complete. Maybe they are not the most urgent one, but let's face the truth: council election document we won't update it before the council election, so that is not very urgent either. So, what do others think? What should we work on now?
Katrina, before you ask that question, could I run you through the other document first? Because that provides a bit more overview of what needs to happen under the, under the last two bullet points here, empowered community mechanism and transition-related guidelines. So you have a bit of an overview of what needs to happen, and then revisit your question.
Yeah, okay, fair point. Thank you. Kim, may I ask you to change to the other document? I can overview. We've covered. So now we have appointment of our representative to the EC. Then we have almost have review teams. What we had on that document, I think those were IRP. Right, that was something that we started discussing but never actually agreed on anything, because it is a little bit still in the dark. Yes, so let's scroll down. Ah, yeah, here it is. Yeah, IRP. Try to understand what it's all about, but failed miserably. If I remember correctly, David kind of volunteered to look into this issue, but I believe you didn't have much time. David, yes, please.
Hi, Katrina. It's David McCauley for the record. I have not done this yet, but I'm on the IRP implementation team, and so I may be the logical person to do it. I apologize if I'm behind schedule, but I can take a look at this and do my best to help our group forward with respect to obligations that implicate IRP. By the way, the IRP implementation team, we have three open. What we're doing right now is drafting new supplemental rules of procedure for an IRP procedure. Supplemental rules simply specify the rules that pertain to ICANN in the International Center for Dispute Resolution. So they're really rules that are germane to ICANN. And we're drafting those new supplemental rules. We're very far along. We're stuck on three issues, and we're going to take those three issues to the full CCWG. And I do believe that we'll be done and dusted with new rules by the end of September. But I would be happy to help on this. And if I volunteered before and I've missed something, I apologize. But I'm happy to pick this up.
No worries. No worries, David. Thank you very much. So if you could, maybe we could start that you tried to outline the main things that need to be covered by the guideline that we're going to develop. So something that we need to take into account and everything that we need to describe in the guideline. So if you could make that by the next call, and I think we'll have it in 2 weeks. It's on the 26th September, so it would be really great. Thank you, David. So what else do we have here?
This is bad. The next one is specific reviews on the, if you would look at it, page 7. And that's been addressed, so that's a good thing. That's why it's unreadable. Then the other one is 4.7, community mediation. That needs to be done. That's part of, David, you have your hand up?
Bart, hold your hand.
Okay. So 4.7 is still an item. Then number 6 is Article 6, Empowered Community. That's probably the major work item. And the major work item, if you look at it, one item has been addressed by the working group. That's the bit on the appointment of a person on the EC administration. So that's either the chair or somebody else. So that's been addressed and that's been done with. Say there are still some new other items, and the major ones are in Annex D. And I'll scroll to it in a minute, or you can scroll already to it. That's at the bottom of the document, at the end of the document. So Section 6.3 has been addressed, and I'm on page 12, so the document is scrollable for your inconvenience. Section 10 of, so that's a new article around, Article 10 is the new article around the CCNSO. Again, that's been addressed as well. Say the CCNSO Council, the board seat nomination, say with the new guideline. Then around the PTI, there are a lot of, say, the naming functions contract is currently under discussion, so that's, and its role in with respect to future changes is a major item. CSC and the interaction between the CSC and the CCNSO will be a major item, but probably that needs to be done in close cooperation with the CSC once it's effective. The CSC elections or selections and appointments, that's been dealt with and concluded. Then the change around the CSC charter and the periodic reviews still needs to be done, say IANA naming functions reviews, etc. But that's probably looking at it is way ahead. So what I'll do based on this overview, and I didn't have the time to do it, but put on a, say, a suggested work plan with dates and times. So fill in, be more detailed in, say, the table with end and start dates, or start and end dates. Then composition, IFR, review teams, etc., special IFRs, that's very much into the future, but it needs to be done and dealt with at some point. IANA naming function separation process, that's even hopefully never comes to it, but yeah, we and special IFRs, etc. So that's a lot of work related around the CSC, PTI, and reviews of the say the new IANA arrangement. And then moving forward, this is all related to these fiscal and strategic matters, again around the say now we're into the empowered community, so that's something to look at more closely. And then annex accountability, you know, this is something to look at, it's more detailed than anything else. Reviews, IFRs have been there, and what is not included is Annex D, but it needs to be somewhere in the document. All the mechanisms and process and procedures that are dealt with in Annex D of the ICANN bylaws. And that's probably a major work item, or that's definitely a major work item, but probably needs to be started rather sooner than later, given because that's the that provides the flesh on the or the meat on the bones for the empowered community. That's the overview.
Thank you.
Now back to your question, Katrina.
Yes. So, again, what do you think about the priority of the documents? What can we start working on next? Oh, it's definitely very important, but there are still... first I think we have to decide what guidelines are we going to need for... What things we can combine in one guideline? What for which things we need separate documents, perhaps? So apparently, I think Bart and I will have to sit down and think about all the documents that we need. Unless somebody has other proposals. Okay, so if no other proposals, well, I see Ben is typing something, so hopefully he'll have a very wise proposal. But while he's typing, so, yeah, okay, good. Thank you, Ben. Very helpful. let's do it this way. First, David will work on the outline for the IRP document. So, definitely, I think that should be a separate guideline for that thing. Then, I think I'll try to find the latest version of council meetings document and perhaps some other things that we did not finish. Then I will accept all the changes and that specific reviews themes document and send it to the group again. Apparently Bart and I will have to come up with a list of guidelines. So unless you can think of some specific priority, then perhaps we'll have to think about that when we have all the list in front of our eyes. So, how does that sound? Any other proposals? Anything you'd like to start working on? Yes, David.
Thanks, Katrina. Hi, David McCauley. Just with respect to priorities, I think it would be good to make sure that anything that's critical to the transition is in process, so that I can well and truly say, if asked, you know, these things are either done or well under control. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, David. Please lower your hand. Thank you. Yes, but what is critical? I think we've covered the most critical guidelines already. Of course, there are plenty of other documents we need to work on, but which do you think are the next critical now? But please.
Just a wild thought, because I think, say, if you look at the, say, Annex D and everything that's associated with it, say, I think everybody on the call and in the working group agrees that it's very important. But maybe it's an idea to have a conversation with the CCNSO appointed members, which of these work items in their view has the highest priorities. So it's more that people who are intimately knowledgeable about Annex D could inform this group on what to focus on.
Yeah, thank you, Bart. Yes, well, we can ask them, of course, but anyway, I think we should compile a list of all these documents that we're planning to work on and then ask them which ones do you think are the most important and have should be done first. Of course, we also have to list all the documents that are already finalized, already adopted. Okay, when we have that, we can ask all our members. What do we think of that? Because if we ask them now, I'm not sure they can give us a comprehensive answer. But if we have a list, then it should be easier for them to tell us and give some guidance. But otherwise, I think that's a great idea to ask them. Okay, what do you think? At the moment, it's totally quiet in my receiver. I don't hear even the slightest breath. Are you still there?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
But then it's me talking. I'm talking the whole time.
Yes, that is true, yes. Okay, I see numbers of yeses there in the chat window. I'm very glad. So, apparently, Bart has a very nice voice. That was a nice thing to say, David. And the funniest thing, he always introduces himself. It's Bart here, even though everybody knows it's Bart. Okay, so I hope that the plan, the to-do list we all have seen, this notes window. Let's just proceed according to this to-do list and reconvene in, on 26th September, same time. Probably new Adobe room. I don't know if we're... I don't know what is the issue around the new Adobe room. Are we going to have a new one? Kim, maybe you can. Yes, fingers crossed. Okay, so probably next time we'll have a new Adobe room, new and shiny, or just new and the same. And just a new server. Okay, hopefully it will be just. Faster, perhaps? I'm not complaining. I think the Adobe room works perfectly fine. So, okay, we have a to-do list. We have a lot of things to work on. Let's just move forward. So, thank you very much for joining the call. Not 27th, I think 26th September. I see this. 26th. Thank you. It's a Monday. Yeah, well, definitely let's not wait for 2 weeks to exchange information on the mailing list. Yeah, let's keep working. So thank you very much for joining the call, and see you in 2 weeks and on the mailing list in the meantime. So thank you, and bye-bye, unless somebody wants to say something. No, let's be a little bit democratic, but I don't see any hands here, so everybody is already in the leaving mood. So, okay, thanks, and bye-bye.
Bye, all.